Tenai King, the Dojo Season 15, Episode 8.
Yeah, this is 8.
Episode 8.
This is Episode 8, man. Thabang is not around.
Yeah.
Yeah, had an adulting issue to handle. Yeah, but otherwise, Rikofela besides him. Start off with the plugs, man. Canal Party, guys. We have a party on the 13th of April. Kana King, Dojo / Day Club Robot Party. Happening on the 13th. I think that's a Saturday.
Maracana.
Yeah, in Sandton.
Maracana, what used to be the Sands.
Yeah, man. We got the tickets up at Uzuri Online on our vendor page on uzurionline.co.za. So please check out the ticket and join us on the 13th, man. It should be a good time. You know, Renaliti Minyana, go in there, you know. So if you want to participate, you can, you know, ukenye like a dash of color, you know, with your outfit. Agere wa pareska robot or ukenye one color fair. Just dash, you know, dash a color, nyana. It's like indicator whether you are single, taken, or down for vibes. You know what I'm saying? So ukanata mo magreen nyana, you know. A little dash of green, a little dash of red, a little dash of yellow. You know what I'm saying?
We can now can say overgole ama panty.
This nigga is down, you know. Yeah, so that's what we're doing on the 13th, man. It should be good vibes. It is sort of like a day event, but yes. You know, it looks like a spirit bride, complimentary spirit bride that's going to be happening right there. So, you know, you can come through and bring your appetite. And then, yeah, it will be mostly day vibes. And then, if we are having a good time, we will extend, you know, depending on how good of a time we're having. But in order for us to do that, so that we can have a really good time. So please check out the tickets on our vendor page on Uzuri. And then...
Speaking of the vendor.
Yes.
Yeah, Uzuri Online.co.za, right?
Yes, Uzuri Online.co.za,
a multi-vendor platform. List your products, list your businesses, sell to a wider geographical reach. Also, as a consumer, can get there, get you a whole bunch of stuff, audio equipment, cosmetics. We have, what do they have now? No, I saw, kind of getting deco items like mirrors.
Oh.
Vases.
That's nice.
What else? Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I'm not really check it out. I think we still also, running the promotion for our Patreon and YouTube memberships. You know, really discounted so that you guys can jump on Uzuri Online, check it out, and then anything you finna buy from there, you know, rugele discounting yanada, you know, for showing us love on the Patreon and the YouTube memberships. And then loona ba YouTube, if you guys wanna utilize the code, just hit us up on the DMs, either on Instagram or Twitter, and then we'll give you that discount as well, because ish kasukula will send a light message alone by YouTube and who've signed up for the membership on YouTube, man. But shout out to you guys who have signed up on Patreon and YouTube, man. We really appreciate the support. And then what else? Shout outs to Waste 22. We back on Waste 22. I was so tibele yet. You know, so far so good. So shout outs to the homies at Waste 22, man. All around media house. I'll about out to record. He'll about the space in your necessity. Just come through. Bar. Kiki sent in Randburg this side.
Randburg. Yes, this is Randburg.
Yeah. So bar Randburg. So just hit them up. Waste 22, man. Alright. I think we can really get into it. Mbali.
Hi.
Dinsa.
Sharp,
Fen.
Sharp.
How did you spend your week and your baby zang? Human rights.
Someone against a beret.
Wait, on. She's on that revolutionary tip. She's on that revolutionary tip. Yeah. How do you spend your human rights?
I went to a show. What is it? A concert. For Nyrox.
Okay.
With friends.
Where is that venue?
It's in Krugersdorp.
Oh, Krugersdorp.
Like close to the cradle of humankind.
Oh yeah.
But when I went there, I didn't know it was a pro-Ukraine
thing.
Situation. I found out when they just said it was for the kids. They didn't say it was for the kids of Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
So when we got there, then it was like it was a nice show throughout the day. Mm. And then they introduced the former president of Ukraine.
Wow. Okay.
Hey.
I'll share a speech.
Hey, I'll share a speech. As we are away, they're at war with Russia, but we mustn't worry. They're going to win this. Hey.
And I want to say, well, Putin is our nigga.
I want no part of that thing. I was just there for the music. And then they made us like sing along and chant things as if they were going to show Putin that this is what South African
is backing, is backing Russia.
If you had known, would you have gone?
No, I wouldn't have.
Hey, so
does that mean you support Russia?
Yes.
You know, Putin is our nigga. We're backing Putin out here, bro. It's part of breaks and that.
So, but yeah, it was a nice show.
Yeah, it was a nice event.
The music was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rain spoiled the fun.
Spoiled the fun.
Yeah.
Who was headlining?
Broke out the Soil.
The Soil. So the whole group is back now, including.
No, there's a new
lineup.
Lady in the Soil.
Yeah.
The old one left. Like her.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
She left. There's a new one.
By there's a new lady. Photo. When did she start?
I don't know. This was the first time I had seen. This is the first time I had seen
the lady. Yeah.
The
new lineup perform.
Yes, the new The Soil perform. And they only performed three songs because in the rain deviated. Because
the Soil in the Baitri and Greggy Cherry, something. Yeah, something so weird.
No, that Sam left the Soil long ago.
He didn't come back? I heard that he came back, though.
Who did you hear that from?
There were like reports like on social media, okay, homie's making a comeback to the Soil.
He wasn't there.
Okay.
There was just a new lady.
Maybe there were rumors.
I forgot what her name is.
Mm. Two new guys now.
No, the same two guys. It's the brothers.
Okay.
The same two guys and just a new lady.
A new lady.
I wish I remembered her name because they did tell us what her name is. I forgot.
So the Soul was actually a four-man thing.
Yes.
It started out as a four-man thing. Okay, shit. So now I'll probably just quote it later.
Yes.
Why did Butle leave?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I hadn't been following what had been happening with the Menini event.
Mm, like
it was just a nice.
And I'm wondering how the paperwork looks like, Jorge. The songs belong to the group, meaning the entity, the Soil. They don't belong to
the individual
that wrote the song, like publishing wise and things of that nature. You know?
Well, anything before would have to go to whoever was there at the time, and then anything going forward would have to change.
There were songs that they had with Sam that they continued to perform and were on the album even after Sam was no longer part of the band.
Right. Something.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that would be just splits then.
I don't know how.
It's a good conversation.
Yeah. Or I'd say the performer that I wrote. Mm. You know what I'm saying? All right. And then there's a little Lwanela and even. Because Nagy wanted to hear it. So there's a Shabana Gadi face.
That show was hilarious. Hey, girls. I was just drunk, man. They were just drunk. Like, just before the fight, there were these ladies that just wouldn't sit down because it's like they stood up when the Soil came onto the stage.
Okay.
Right? And people kept asking them to please sit down.
And the Soil has no song that you have to stand up and dance to.
And because of the way the stage is at Nyrox, it's at the bottom. So when someone stands up, it's not like if it was level and everyone can see, even if we all stand up.
Mm.
So literally the people at the back can't see past you if you're standing. So people have been asking these people several times to sit down, and they just refused.
And why are you standing up for, bro? Olo Jaivala, and I'll perform at the Soil.
And then suddenly, this lady who was involved in the fight, her skirt is getting tugged at. It was initially getting tugged at by her friend, who was also asking her to sit down.
Mm.
But she wasn't part of the troublesome people that were also standing. There was another bunch of people that were standing, another lady in a rust dress, but she was also standing and wouldn't sit down. And then they were tugging at her to just fucking sit down.
Right? Mm.
And then suddenly, one is diving onto the other, and it's just a mess. But shout outs to the soil for not stopping, you know? Yeah. Like, they continue to sing throughout
the whole fight.
Like, even when security got involved, they didn't stop singing. Even when...
Because now, Kisho is a locomotion.
It's a Shebile.
This thing that's happening.
So clearly depended. It's a mess.
Hey, give the wine.
I blame the wine.
Yeah. Kisho is about Tawu.
Never about Tawu because we had been there since early, and by that time, Selibo 5 to 6.
Hey, pa.
Since another whole day, let's sing. There's no way you're making it out alive.
Because well, there's certain events where okay, the mixture of alcohol and the vibe starting, yes. You know, the sort of music that is being played, it makes people sort of riled up.
No.
The soil doesn't have
a single song that will rile you up.
Exactly.
I mean,
and y'all
stand up in churches. So
just sit the fuck down.
Bro, when I was watching that video, that song was playing in the background. I'm like, what the hell kind of background music is this?
Bro.
To a fight?
Bro, who bones okay? There was nothing.
It was such an unnecessary fight.
Yeah,
It didn't need to happen. She just should have fucking sat down.
Sure, champagne in the summer, Tamari.
Yes, that's how I spent my human rights.
Nigginal deadline the Friday because I didn't even take a day off. I know most people took days off the Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Nigginal is something I needed to just finish up, yes, but. So I was working on the day.
But taking leave on the day just seemed like a waste, though.
Mm.
If you have a
work from home thing.
Limited leave policy at your work.
Mm.
Yeah. Because then you're just depleting days for nothing.
Right. Yeah, hey, because I go spending sitting in the bar, you must take a day.
Yeah, I didn't take leave.
Yeah, on no spot.
Yeah, I went to work.
Oh, you went to work? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Went to the office.
Right. And then when on Utuna got human rights,
I was studying.
Oh, not to study. Kind of one all away.
I was just studying.
Kind of one all.
And I'm so proud of myself. I'm ahead now. At some point, I was behind.
Mm.
Yeah, now I have jumped.
Uh-huh.
Forward. Now I feel like the Khotban in the class.
Yeah,
can be on the same level as the kids.
Soon.
Yeah, our tests are like, give you assessment, double.
Oh.
So they'll give you like the multiple choice tests that open for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll open them for a week. So assessment one becomes open and then it closes a week later.
Okay.
And then they'll just have like this, they call it a Moodle Proctor app that records a video while you're taking the test to see that you're not So I'm ahead because I think for the one subject that I was studying towards last week, there were two assessments and both of them were open. The thing is, that was so messed up of them. That first test, Scope saw that first test was the entire textbook.
What?
The whole thing?
The semester just opened, my nigga.
Jeez.
The semester just opened.
So if you haven't gone through the whole book,
you can't write it.
You can't write it.
And it closes when? On Tuesday.
Jesus.
On Tuesday, it closes.
Yeah, I know.
The entire textbook. So I managed to get through the entire thing.
Yeah.
And then I wrote that first one. And then the second one was also based on the entire textbook. I was like, I might as well just write this one too.
Yeah, yo.
So I wrote them both.
I don't know if I could cope going back to school, yo.
I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing, bro?
Yo, that's rough. The whole textbook, bro.
Yeah. And there's another one too. Yeah, whole textbook, Leon.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished that textbook yesterday.
Jesus. Okay. So when I all your free time velo open like textbook, I was on a chance, you know.
Yeah, but I'm able to sort of like manage my time.
Mm-hmm.
I just make sure that every day after work, I spend 2 hours on a subject.
Yeah, ubala. Okay. Yeah. That's good, man. And it's like
so you have to do it every day, and then that way, next thing you know,
it's second nature now.
You're done with the whole.
Mm. Yeah. No push it. All right, man. Let's get into some of these things, man. Maybe let's, I'm by that's a worker, Ukraine. So, Putin just won an election.
I didn't even know that they had elections.
They had elections. Kind of again, Beke Adi 13, from the 13th to the 15th. They had elections. So he's gotten a clear majority of 87%.
Oh my goodness. Hey.
You know? But the thing is, so the interesting thing about that is that he shouldn't have been eligible to stand for 2024.
Why?
Because Russia has a two-term policy.
Putin has been in power.
Exactly.
For more than a decade.
Exactly. So it's quite interesting how the homie has navigated it. So I looked it up, man. So this nigga has been, well, at the top since 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, since 99, because 99 he was elected prime minister. So Russia has a prime minister and a president, uh-huh. Right? So he first came into politics and power in 99 as a prime minister, while the president was Boris Yeltsin, I think, and then. Then Yeltsin ka hona 99, but at the end of the year, abatola kanagin politics, and then he resigned. Chucks. And then based on the constitution, then the deputy becomes acting president. So he was then acting president. Hona 99 until 2000, and then 2000 abayetsa hore ho be na le di election. And then he won those elections. So he stood and then he won. And then that's when he became officially president. And at the time, Russia had a 4-year terms between. So he served from 2000 to 2004, he was president. And then from 2004 to 2008, he was president. And then his term was supposed to
be over.
Yeah, to be over then. His deputy at the time, then again as acting president, and then Dimani Lena, I think, achincha constitution to allow Putin to come and to be able to stand for Kanaking prime minister again, because after you've served as a prime minister, you can't serve again. So then in 2012, the homie comes back again to serve as prime minister, because Bafana Baba Chinchile constitution, and then he became prime minister for 2 years, I believe. Yeah, but no, in early kind of again 2008 he was prime minister until 2012, and then from 2012, Hubo Chunchua kind of again constitution that allows him Fanao to run as president again. And then so from 4 to 6. So from 2012 to 2018, he was president. And now 2018 to 2024, he was president. Mara, they also needed to adjust it.
Again.
Okay, so that he can run again.
Did they?
And he'll adjust too. That's why he ran and he won. That's why he ran and he won, man.
What do you think of the? Do you think the elections are legit?
I don't think those things are free and fair. But and apparently, kind of king the, to use just simple terms, I want to call him the official opposition or the motor that was really posing a threat.
Mm-hmm.
He had signed up with the Electoral Commission, and Badumet, and then jiggy, before election, his application, he say check what a bachega or ne on a criminal record. But it wasn't hard, and I think during one of these wars that Russia was part of, and then Bebam disqualified just based on that.
Bro. How convenient.
Why what? So then after that, initially clear, just
landslide.
Yeah, yeah, clear landslide for the home. And they've been protests, and apparently there've been protests as well. But they are always shut down quickly.
Are the Russians tired of Putin?
Mm. Shut down quickly. So
no,
protest, opposition.
That boy that was crying about Putin. Allah
Hey, Vid.
He was crying when I was.
Oh, can I lie alone?
In a bar, hey. In a bar, talking to some
locals.
Local, young boy. We were comparing notes.
Yeah.
That was Umalu Putin at the time. I was lamenting. He was lamenting. He cried.
Jesus.
He cried tears.
Cried tears. So you can just imagine, man. That nigga's been literally in power since 1999.
Dictator.
2024. No. And he keeps shooting. And it doesn't look like there's going to be an end to his reign. And he's about like 70-something years old now.
Yeah, he'll be in power until he does Anabana, ne?
Mm.
And he's not married.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. He'll be in power until he does. But by the time he dies, he will have shaped Russia the way that he wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what it takes.
But when it was Idi Amin that was doing it, everyone was up in arms.
Where, what?
You're not powerful enough to keep your, to hold on to power.
Mm. And I sort of think...
It's one thing being Ube Manganga. How got Obumanganga without holding power?
You can't.
So, come on, even with this Ibrahim Traoré.
Am
I saying his name right?
Yes.
Your one talk.
He has a civil war in his backyard because there are people that are fighting, that are fighting him, and that's why he needs to get Russia in as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Get a grip.
So he can get a grip upon him. But because as soon as the Western powers go in there and start pouring poison down the ears of his opposition.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there'll be a coup or assassination happening there. Yeah.
He got the position through a coup.
Through a coup. And they do it to everyone, bro. Like how they did. Who was that DRC guy? It wasn't DRC then. It was Zaire. Lamumba.
Patrice.
Yeah, how did, like, it was dirty, bro.
Yeah, they
chopped up his body and burnt it.
Yeah, and acids and whatnot. Yeah, man.
How they fucking did Sankara.
Yeah, Sankara Lien.
Like, anybody, bro, if you go against the grain, the West will find ways to take you down.
And a quick, Joe, quick.
They'll find ways.
Yeah.
If you're not powerful enough, Gaddafi tried.
Hey.
He looked like he was doing it. He did it.
Magalona in illicit sabotage from the West.
Yeah.
Right, one. So they needs to be a way because Obama, the West hasn't been able to infiltrate, you know, whatever is happening in Russia there, you know, to try to destabilize it. You know what I'm saying? So. And what I found interesting while reading about this thing is that as soon as Obama, when he got in as prime minister, he came in as an independent, right? So because Daga Russia, you can either join a political party or ran as an independent. So he came in as an independent, Mara, you know, Gare Unatsebana leader president at the time. So I could say we're never Tsebana Joan. So
he came from KGB structures, I
guess. So maybe, yeah, Umo Bonijualu. So as soon as Mfanao resigned and Mfanao became acting president, the first day, homie was signing decrees. So one of the first decrees that he signed was presidential decree for former president, ensuring that the former president and his family are not charged for any corruption that happened during that nigga's term. So he signed a decree, whatever, then, you know, clean slate, that's the first thing he did as soon as he got into power. So obviously that probably got him into favor with a lot of you know, the old brass, that side. Okay, what's again? Demand, he's not going to shake the grain too much.
And
so,
the two be oligarchs. He's making people rich.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. So, yeah, first day I think, you know, made friends with the right people who are able to protect him. And then it's been uphill from there, man. It's been uphill from there. So, politics-wise, Putin is a very shrewd individual. So, he knows what the hell he's doing.
What's this thing about him opening up some vaults that showed artifacts from biblical times? and there's an image of a black Jesus.
What?
What? I haven't heard. Yo.
I
don't. Now, where did you read that thing, bro?
On Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Barry, these things are like presidential artifacts that he has.
Yeah, but he has some, like a vault of artifacts, of religious artifacts.
Is this a reliable source on Twitter that you read this thing from?
When do we ever give a fuck?
Whether it's club.
So, when I'm Bulang, there's this little box by Bulang that shows a picture. I think it's a picture of Jesus or whatever.
Mm.
Depicted as having been a black person.
Yeah, as
how did it end up in Russia?
You know?
Well, I could see how it could end up in Russia.
Mm.
Through the wars and the moving ups and downs of relics.
But surely they would have destroyed it instead of having it land up in Russia.
Russia is quite...
If it was a real thing.
Yeah, because Russia is quite a religious-based country.
Yes.
Because Bona, I'm not sure if they've actively outlawed...
But then they were not affiliated with the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes. Oh. Yes, Banali Branchabo.
And the project of whitewashing religion was a Catholic project.
Yeah, and Bona Haba...
So you think they would have accepted a black Jesus...
I think so.
Well, maybe there's a reason why this black Jesus is hidden in a vault. Maybe for that same reason, y'all be like, no, you can't have a nigga.
Exactly. Then why don't you destroy it?
Yeah, but he knows the truth, though.
But I don't believe that Jesus was black in the true sense.
I think he was black, bro.
Nah.
I think he was black. Or, Otolore, he was...
Middle Eastern.
You know how the... you get... Some of these niggas, black as me, bro. Black as me, that side.
Yeah, and even you, I don't consider you black.
What do you mean?
Even a person as black as you, you can go to India and find somebody darker than you.
For sure.
I don't consider that person black.
For sure. So if that nigga darker than me, he's black, he's black, bro.
For me, a black person is a pure African.
Mm.
Yeah. I wanted to take back the pure word, but no, I'll keep it.
I'm a pure in what sense? If you wouldn't even call me black.
When you African by descent.
Yeah, we Africans by descent.
And maybe descent is not the right one because you can get someone like, you know, the light-skinned motherfuckers in America. They're also of African descent.
Yes.
Mm.
In the American context, they'd be considered black, but...
Mm. But in our context... I agree because when
in our context, they'd be considered colored.
Yeah. Because we understand in Africa, there's Arabs, Muslim, you know, and then we understand then there's black Africans.
I guess for me, it would be easier for me to accept that those people are black if they acknowledged it too.
Which people?
The Arabs.
Non-African people with dark skin.
But they don't want to be associated with
exactly.
being black.
So why should I give you the title of being black?
But they don't want it. Why are exactly. you giving me something
yeah,
I don't want?
Yeah, but now they don't
so
want it.
So I don't
it.
Want to give it to you anyways. Yeah, I don't, because to me, it's a privilege. So why should I consider you black? You're not, because you're only going to be black when it suits you. And then we're going to claim your blackness to hold on to some historical ideal that black people have always been on the top of the earth when you don't even consider yourself or never have considered yourself one of us.
Yeah, yeah. Especially those Gaudi, Murabu, Morocco. Yeah. Egypt.
So now we're brandishing, black people.
But was it Morocco that even said they don't want to be considered as part of Africa?
It was Morocco. They don't want to even be considered. And it's in Africa.
And then someone Moroccan is going to go win some prestigious accolade.
Mm.
And then we're all going to gun up and say, hey, Africa.
Nah. And they don't even want to be associated with Africa.
And we will do that.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
It's and that's what we do. That and like even like how we claim, you know, technological, or civilization advances in civilization.
Egypt. And we shouldn't. And we should be fucking with who? Sudan.
Yeah, like you sub-Saharan, my nigga.
Yeah.
What were your people doing in the sub-Saharan?
Exactly.
Don't tell me about Egyptians who were trading with Mediterraneans up there. You don't even know what the genetic makeup of those people are or is.
But Sudan had pyramids, bro. And them niggas were black. Them niggas were black.
Yeah, but who built the pyramids? Which ones? The black people before they were conquered by the Arabs?
Hey, man, I'm not sure.
Or the black people or the Arabs off the backs of the conquered black people?
Yeah. Sudan, is it mostly Muslim or Christian? Like in terms of religious?
I think it's more Muslim.
It's more Muslim,
I could be wrong, though.
But them niggas are black, though.
Yeah.
Them niggas are black.
Well, the southern region of Sudan.
Yeah, southern of Sudan.
And then you get your Gaddafis.
Yes.
You see, then you get your Libyan Gaddafi Libyans. Yeah. Like, you know the rapper Odyssey?
Odyssey, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I think he's Libyan.
Yeah, he's Libyan. Yeah.
You get those. You see, the light-skinned Libyans and then the black Libyans. Mm. The black Libyans that they were discriminating against, I think,
at some point. Yeah, they were.
Who was discriminating against them?
Wasn't there some ethnic cleansing that was...
Well, not the... No.
In Libya.
Not in Libya. I can show.
Yeah, I just know that there was...
I don't want to speak in...
There's a divide between the north and south.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're talking about Sudan, not Libya.
Sudan.
Okay,
so... North and south, thank you.
Yeah.
They're always clashing.
Yes, yes.
Them niggas. But
I think it's along color lines.
Yeah. Baba, too blind. And then when I get light skin, Sudan.
No, man, to me, you're either black or you ain't, bro. And I'm not going to take a Middle Easterner just because he's brown skin and claim him as one of me.
So that means then Jesus wasn't black even in Putin's vault.
We just know that Jesus was not white.
Mm.
That's what we know.
Yeah, that's what we know.
That we know for a fact, that Jesus could not have been white.
So he's just light-skinned?
He was not even light-skinned.
No, he was probably dark as hell.
Well, I wouldn't say dark as hell.
I would say
he's... Because if you look at the region that they came from, they would have looked like Middle Easterners, like how Middle Easterners look, like, you know, Arabic type, you know, bronze skin.
So he wouldn't have had type, maybe it's on type.
Nappy hair.
Type C.
No, I don't think so.
No, I also don't
think so. He would have had the typical
Arab hair.
Yeah.
You know, a little smooth.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe a bit on the coarse side.
Like
because,
Gaddafi's hair,
because
man.
He was,
Gaddafi's hair.
Maybe a bit on the coarse side because he was a pauper, I get.
Hey, okay.
He was poor as shit, that name. So that name might not have been a slick. But
it wasn't type. It wasn't nappy, bro.
Nah, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't nappy like us, because we got.
Because it wasn't going to fall off his over his shoulders, most even on the cross, if it was nappy like us.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe we should judge African kabaka how nappy your hair is, like the black infa now.
That's not fair.
Go with the line of black.
Your hair, we're not personal. Your hair is not like our hair.
What do you mean?
Jesus' quills are not that over. He looks like he could have been a mixed breed himself.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't nappy the way.
Yeah, but his hair is nappy though.
Not nappy enough to be a pure African.
I don't know.
You are dividing us. These are the people we don't need.
Amen.
We would have suspected that there's some tuck shop.
Sure.
We would have suspected that there might have been a tuck shop close to his house.
I got you, man. Kind of how did we get into speaking about... But
we're
Africa.
Talking about... Mudisa says there's an artifact.
In Russia. In Putin's closet. All right, man. I think we can move away from Russia. Maybe just to wrap it up, I don't think the Russian stuff was free and fair, and obviously...
But no one thinks it was free and fair. But
what I'm saying is that, especially in the media, you don't hear when people refer to Putin, it's allowed a dictator Putin, you know what I'm saying? And if what he was doing was being done by any African leader, all the headlines need to look like a dictator. What? You know, they'll allude to dictatorship. We already know that there's a bias in the reporting of when they... Yeah.
But I don't think the Americans are any kind when it comes to the reporting of Putin.
But they don't call him... They still fall short from calling him a dictator, though. They don't call him dictator.
They they save that for
Africans. Yeah, they save that for Africans.
Behave.
they still save that for Africans. Yeah, because, you know, the homie's still white. You know what I'm saying? Alright, man. Maybe just to move on. Another thing that happened, two very prominent things happened. Number one, the National Assembly Speaker. Yeah, SA, that lady. Usankile special leave to attend to this imminent arrest that's gonna happen.
Is it imminent?
It seems like it is. She was trying to interdict it over the weekend, but Nkara had no passed away that day. So Maraunkile special leave. There was pressure from the president's office for her to just to excuse herself from official business, government business, because, you know, so this week they did a raid at her house. And then there was news or reports saying that she was to report herself in ka Friday, but she never did. I think her lawyers balafala like an interdict on Friday. So her issue stems from an alleged bribing thing situation, yeah, when she was still Minister of Defense. So Bari, she received bribes up to a total of 2.3 million rand. Yeah, Nagibone 2.3. Mm-hmm. But it could be between the range. Mm. And then that she used mainly to renovate her house.
Okay.
Yeah, because apparently the raid was in connection to see the work she did into the house. Maybe they were still trying to gather proof for that. We're not talking Chelteng Art.
What were the bribes for?
Defense contracts. So not only the contract in the Department of Defense. And she was minister at the Department of Defense. And then same week, with regards to
her husband was also once the Minister of Defense, ne?
I'm not sure about her husband.
Charles Nkul, I remember, man, there was a time when Charles
Nkul. Her husband ki Charles Nkul.
Hey.
Unaswa MPA yo. One, Toman. Special services. But Google her husband and you see. Google her husband. And then same week,
yeah, no, so my piece Nkul's husband is Charles Nkul and he was a minister.
A minister of defense. And she also became Minister of Defense. Yeah. Hey, so they getting her for the contracts. And I apparently this stems from testimony of Namutwana winne tender, you know, through the state capture commission thing that was happening. Mm. So it's a lead from that, you know. So you push that out. So same week he happened, Steenhoff, former CFO, committed suicide, and them niggas when I got to lafa in ya close to half a billy. You know what I'm saying? Half a billy, and you compare and you compare that to about four AME, Emi Zwangiling, who looks at my nigga. So I'm like, you know, I'm comparing the two and I'm looking at the reporting of it in the news. And it seems like they're dragging this lady through the mud more than they dragged this nigga who allegedly killed himself.
It makes me wonder who you're actually getting distracted from.
Exactly. You know?
What's actually happening? And now they're distracting us with this little thing.
Where one? Any thoughts on both issues? Steenhoff, corruption in government.
What was happening with it's Marcus Houston, eh?
Yeah.
What was the latest with him?
So the latest with him is that he had just received a fine by the maybe some physical commission authority, Yamzans,
mm-hmm.
for the shit that they did, Kostein Hall for that,
mm-hmm.
Maybe some improper kind of thing, accounting,
yeah,
and all of that. So Bari, he's fine, you know? So his fine was close to half a billion, and Bari, it was based on the fact that during his tenure there, he earned over half a billion in earnings. So Buma 650 that he earned during that time versus now the fine in the Bamufayona, yeah, 475 million, I believe. You know, so that was the latest. And he was supposed to hand himself for criminal charge, because criminal charges were going to be filed now, the Friday.
And Germany was also waiting for him.
Yes.
So you said that this lady is being treated unfairly in comparison.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the treatment, but just in you know, maybe in the reporting as well. I feel like.
But Nedi Muela, that guy. Like proper. Marcus. Like shit was hitting the fan proper with him. Was he not in like?
Yeah, no. Yeah, they was feeling it.
Yeah, Nedi Muela blended it, man. I don't think there's a.
There was a disproportionate way.
No. I don't think so.
How do you feel, bud? You feel like me?
I understand because he was still in the comfort of his home when
you know.
And where's this lady?
Hey?
Where's this lady?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, Mariana, like, it's different, Mo.
How?
It's D, my man.
When men's going to like, Lisela, la way.
And even men's into a hole, like a 4 meter.
Yeah, into a hole, Lucho. And as a minister. As a minister, as a public official.
Come on.
Come on, man.
I kind of feel like
there's a disproportion. Hey. In
though I do understand that when these things happen, it's politically motivated. It's because bona, you know.
Hey.
Yeah.
But that's not speaking to the law anymore. It's speaking to the structures within. Or the environment within the structures that you operate. So we can't even say it's unfair just because that money, his people chose to deal with him in a more dignified manner than what your people. So if anything, it's still an indictment on you.
Yeah, because I feel like for her, there could have been some decorum. You know what I'm saying?
It's still an indictment on you because unwaki your own people. Because if a politician is going down, the hounds are black.
Yeah, definitely. Because for me, I'm fun.
The hounds are black.
For me,
how?
Ah, come on, man. It's on Twitter.
And let us have one little bonus that thing. Listen to
a whole. I'm not saying it's on Twitter, Lucio. You know, and this nigga, yeah, now he stole like what? Like, yo.
He stole all of all the money. Because
then he's staying off in a deal, got a pension, you know? It's about. I mean, billions. Come on, bro.
Come on, man.
I think worse for him. That nigga should have been in court naked if I could have it. You know what I'm saying? He
didn't even afford us the chance.
You know? And they keep dying under these mysterious circumstances. We don't even know if that nigga is really, really dead.
How convenient for him.
Where's the body?
That's the thing, because when you read the reporting on it, it's always like the alleged suicide, the alleged. So I don't know if the cops have really seen the body. I don't know if the cops but have really seen
surely,
the body.
Surely his estate would still be liable for the fine.
I hope so.
Because then it makes no money. It makes no sense to kill yourself if you still. If you're faking a death, but you can't take the money with you, because now your estate still needs to pay that fine, then you might as well have stayed where you are.
Yeah.
Is there even still any money?
God, look, they'll take what you have. They'll take your possessions if they can't take liquid.
But I'm saying even now, as and when this fine arrived, was there still any significant? Would there still be any significant? Because they seized. Mm. Did they not seize his assets in the early days?
Maybe they're deducting from the already.
So they'll
seized.
Take from. Because I don't think he had. Well, but I don't know. Mm. Hey, white people.
Nerina, did you offshore?
Yeah, and friends. And friends. I mean, if you're a billionaire or. Millionaire, whatever.
No. He was a fucking billionaire. He was there.
You have people in your corner.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon. The Dojo.